بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته brothers and sisters I'm here at Cemetery Road here in Bradford and I remember coming here many many years ago maybe about 20 years ago for my first janazah here in Bradford and it was a small plot of land which was there in the corner and now when I look today I see hundreds and hundreds of graves.That are just filled of people who have gone before us. And it reminds me of the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he says, أَكْثَرُ ذِكْرَ هَذَمَ اللَّذَاتِ يَعْنِي الْمَوْتِ Increase your remembrance of that which consumes your desires and gives you focus and makes you recognize what your purpose is. يَعْنِي الْمَوْتِ i.e. the death. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to be always reflecting upon our mortality.Our mortality probably is probably the greatest reminder that we will die, that we will leave this world, that we will be dust in the grave, that we will be buried by those people who we leave behind. And all we are left with is our hasanat, our good deeds. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, that only three things will follow the person into the grave. The knowledge, the ilm that they have taught someone,Secondly, sadqa jariya, the charity that continues to benefit. And thirdly, the dua of their righteous children. Now all of us, we are familiar with the words because you hear it mentioned at the graveyard frequently, at the time of death. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'oon. From Allah we have come, to Allah we will return. These words require deep contemplation. These words require great thinking.Because so many people, subhanAllah, they are heedless. They don't actually recognize that you are, every second of your life, coming closer to your death. That every second of your life, you are coming closer to the reckoning with Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. From Allah we have come, to Allah we will return. We came from nothing and we will become dust in our graves. This meaning, the meaning of this term, to Allah we will return, is between this point now that you are listening to me, and I'm here at this graveyard, to the point that we leave this world. That's all that remains of our life. And the purpose of that time is nothing other to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another verse,Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَا تُمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ And die only in the state of Islam. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only give us the reward of Al-Akhirah if we have died in submission to Rabbil Alameen, to our Creator. Now, look, none of us knows when we will die, how we will die, who we will be with, what we will be doing,what our final actions will be, the state of our iman, our faith and taqwa at the time of our death. None of us knows the conditions, what land we will be in, what the state of our religion will be. But Allah says, وَلَا تُمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Die only as a Muslim. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he explained it. In order to die as a Muslim, it requires us to always be practicing Islam. So that when we leave this world,Inshallah, we leave with our iman at its highest, at its peak. And when, alhamdulillah, when this is something which is best for us. Just like the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give us life for as long as it is good for us, and give us death when it is good for us. Viewers, everyone recognizes that no one will escape from the reality of death. It is a sure reality that you will die.It is something that no human soul or created soul will ever escape. That's why Allah says in the Quran, the verse all of us are familiar with, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورُكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ Every soul shall taste death.No one will escape from it. As a poet wrote once, the righteous will die and the wicked will die. The rich will die and the poor will die. The young will die and the old will die. The warrior will die and the one who is at home will die. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. No one will escape the reality of death. And death, it has a taste. That's what Allah says, ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, the taste of death. This refers to سَقْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ, the trial of death. When مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ, the angel of death, comes to remove the soul from the body. And then Allah Ta'ala, He says, every soul shall taste death, and you shall be paid your wages in full on the day of judgment. So what does it mean that you will be paid your wages in full on the day of judgment? It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all these graves, all these souls who have gone before us, and our soul will join them, it will be here. That's why attending and coming to the graveyard, reflecting deeply upon your moment of leaving this world and what your state will be, and the day of judgment being raised up, and contemplating deeply that what are your wages on that day? A day when there is no money, no pounds, no euros, no dollars, no dinar, no dirham. On that day, it is only hasanat. And then Allah Ta'ala says, whoever is removed from Jahannam, from the hellfire, and granted paradise, this is a person who will receive فَقَدْ فَاز, has received the greatest victory and success. وَمَا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. And know this world, however beautiful it looks, is nothing other than a deception, than an illusion, that the real bliss and the real eternity is in Al-Akhirah. So this verse, my brothers, subhanAllah, it is a verse which gives us clarity and focus. It's a verse which brings the reality of what death is. Reflect deeply upon all of the graves here. Some of them were rich people. Did their wealth keep Malik al-Maut far away? Some of them were young men and women. Did their youth keep Malik al-Maut away? Some of them were intellectuals and great intelligence. Did their intelligence keep Malik al-Maut away? Some of them were leaders and kings and queens that have now become dust. Did their position keep the death Malik al-Maut away? No. Because كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, every soul shall taste the reality of death. SubhanAllah, the Prophet ﷺ, as I mentioned, he said, أَكْثَرُ ذِكْرَ حَذَمَ اللَّذَاتِ يَعْنِي الْمَوْتِ. Increase your remembrance of death and the moment that you are going to die. And the actual time, because none of us knows which land we will be in and what our actions will be in. But know this, brothers and sisters, we are raised up on the action that we die upon. And we are raised up with those we love. And of the signs of a good death for a person is that they leave this world with the shahada on their tongue. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. This is how they leave the world. But you're only going to leave the world with the shahada on your lips and on your tongue if this was your condition, that you were someone always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and preparing for the reality of your leaving this world. There is a frightening hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us there are two mauts, there are two deaths. The first is the physical death in this world. As I've mentioned, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, when the angel of death comes and takes the soul away from the body. That's the death of this world. And then on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises all these, in the, all of us will be raised from our graves. Can you imagine a sight? That bodies emerging from the ground, coming to the hisab, the reckoning before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's frightening. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمُ لَدَاهِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَقَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا. That if you knew what I knew, if you know what I know, you would laugh little and you would cry much. If you know the reality of the hisab, the reckoning before Allah, and the reckoning in the grave, and sakratul maut, the trial of death, you would laugh little and you would cry much. and you would not take delight from this world, but you would cry over every sin that you perform. Allah Ta'ala, He says in the Quran that He has only created life and death to test which one of us is best in actions. So our whole existence, as Allah says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ وَعَمَلًا. Allah Ta'ala created death, then He gave us life to test which one of us is best in action. So our whole life from beginning to end is nothing other than to serve Rabbil Alameen. But you will only really have that focus if you internalize those words, if you put it deep and contemplate deeply on the words, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. From Allah we have come, to Allah I will return. And when you are thinking about this, brothers and sisters, there will be three qualities that you will see in the one who is often remembering this matter. First, they are quick in seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In tawbatan nasuha, of asking Allah, Ya Allah, forgive me. Allahumma gfir, warham, wa anta khayrul rahimeen. Forgive me and have mercy upon me, Ya Allah. You are truly the one who is the mercy giver. Because the one who is thinking of death, he does not want to die upon sinning. He does not want to be humiliated at the time of their death by dying upon that which is displeasing to Allah. The Prophet ﷺ, he made this dua similarly. Allahumma tuwaffana muslimin wa ahina muslimin wa alhiqna bis salihin ghayra khazaya wala maftunin. Oh Allah, let me live amongst the Muslims and let me die amongst the Muslims, so I'm giving a Muslim burial with people who will make dua for me at my janazah. And make me amongst those people who are salihin when I pass away. And do not make me of those people who are humiliated. Humiliated because we die in a despicable way. We die without any actions, without any salah, without any zakah, without fulfilling the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةِ وَنُسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. To go show you that our whole life is about devoting ourselves to Rabbil Alameen and thinking about deeply. Brothers and sisters, think deeply about your death, how you will die, what you will be doing, what will be the state of your iman, standing before Allah and justifying your actions and being held to account. Held to account about the money you had and how you spent it, the life you had and how you spent it, the health that you had and how you spent it, the youth that you had and how you spent it. Did you serve Allah or did you serve yourself? Your prayer, your sacrifice, your living, your dying is for Allah, Lord of all of the worlds. The frightening narration, the death, is there are two deaths as I've mentioned. The first is the death of this world, where we will then go into the grave as Malikul Maut, the angel of death, takes our soul from us. This is Sakratul Maut, the trial of death, as the soul, as the physical body dies, but the soul it lives, and the soul enters into Barzakh, where it will be questioned. It will be questioned, subhanAllah. And these questions will reflect all of our life. When you come to the grave, it is about thinking about the Hisab and the questioning of Munkar and Nakir, two angels that the Prophet ﷺ with strict reprimand will come, and they will sit you up in your grave, and they will ask you three questions, subhanAllah. What is your deen? Who is your Lord? Who is this man? Referring to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now the Prophet ﷺ said, if the person lived upon yaqeen, he was certain, firm upon his religion and her religion all his life, and you die upon that, then inshallah in the grave you are given isbat, you are firm and you are raised up inshallah in the same way. Ya Allah, make us of those. But if you lived upon doubt and you died upon doubt, na'uzubillah, you will be raised up upon doubt and confusion. How will you answer those angels when you are alone in darkness, in fear, with nothing? It is only because if this is your way, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He tells us regarding the questioning in the grave. Azab al-qabr, the punishment of the grave.
The Prophet Allah mentions in the Quran, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمنوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will strengthen you with a qawl, with a statement, which will be firm in this world and in the akhirah. What is the qawl which will be firm in the akhirah? The qawl in this world is the shahada, أَشْهَدُ وَلَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And that which will be the qawl which is firm in the grave, because you lived upon worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you were preparing for the reality of your death. You did not have ghafla. You were not disregarding it or ignoring it. That because of that reality, then in the grave, inshallah, you will say, my Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because I worshipped Him alone. I did not make any partners to Him. I devoted my whole life to serving Rabbil Alameen. I performed this hukam of salah and zakah and ziyam and hajj. I obeyed Him and I kept away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La sharika la, making no partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I call people only to the worship of Rabbil Alameen. My Lord is Allah. My deen is Islam. Why? Because I practiced my religion. I devoted myself to it. I did not follow any other way except the way of Islam. I obeyed the commands of Islam. I stayed away from the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I stuck to the limit. وَالْحَافِذُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ. I stuck to the limit that Allah ta'ala set upon me. My deen was Islam. And I lived it. And I spent my whole life from beginning to end doing nothing other than أحسن عملا إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. The third question, who is this man? And it is described that you will be shown an image of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But only those people will recognize the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who loved him, who obeyed him and followed him. And they are the ones who love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than themselves, the world and everything else in it. Because of their love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they followed his example. As Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Say, if you love Allah, then follow the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah will love you and Allah will forgive you. Allah is ghafoorun raheem. This is ittiba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you imitated his behavior as much as you can, that you obeyed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, atiullah wa atiur rasul, that you put his sunnah into practice in your life, that you did not follow the bid'ah, those practices which are against what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught, that you loved him, you devoted yourself to following his example, you called people to the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you tried to make your akhlaq and your adab in accordance with that of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then you will say, this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then in the grave, for this mu'min, ya Allah, make us of them. A window will be opened. And that window will be a window of paradise, subhanallah. And they will smell the fragrances of paradise. And they will be told, this is your home. This will be your final destination. That's what it means. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. From Allah we will come, to Allah we will return. We will return, inshallah, if we are obedient, back to our home in paradise. And then a window will be shown of the fire, and the person will feel some of the heat of that fire, a fire 70 times hotter than the fire of this world. And then the person will say, as a result of that, you know, they will be told, this is what you have saved yourself from, subhanallah. That's the reality of the grave. And then the grave will expand. An expansion of the grave will be based on the amal, the hasanat, the goodness of that person. And then it will constrict and it will squeeze the body, even of the one who is muttaqin and salihin. The Prophet ﷺ described the squeezing in the grave, azab al-qabr. For the one who is a mu'min, maybe the squeezing will just squeeze the body. But for the one who is a mujrim, who disobeyed Allah, that squeezing will crush the body. And the Prophet ﷺ, how he described, the ribs will crush and be interlaced with one another. Na'uzu billah. This will be the punishment in the grave. Then a man will be appointed for the one who is disobedient to Allah, who will strike the head of that person with a rod of iron. And that person will scream, the screams will be heard by everything from the east to west except human beings, subhanallah. This is the state and the situation of the inhabitants of the grave that the Prophet ﷺ described. But the safety will only be for the one who was preparing for the reality of al-maut and the coming of Malik al-maut, the angel of death. One scholar, he said once, that people, they dispute all the time about what land they own. They say, I own this land and I own that land. I own this house and I own that house. Well, one of the pieces of land that people never dispute about and never argue about is the 6x4, the 6 foot deep land that we will all occupy one day. All of us will have our own piece of land where we will be inhabitants waiting for the day of judgment. And then the day of judgment, our bodies will be recreated and we will come out of the ground. A terrifying sight in itself, heading to the judgment of Allah. When all of the souls are then reunited with the physical bodies that Allah Ta'ala creates on that day, then there will be the second death. It's called the death of death. A ram will be bought on that day. And it will be said, this ram is maut, death. And that ram will be slaughtered. And then it will be said to all of the inhabitants that have been created, this is death, and this is the death of death. No more death after this. The people of hellfire will be there abadan, for eternity. Na'uzu billah. And the people of paradise will be there in bliss. Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, make us of those, for eternity. That in itself is a frightening reality. Brothers and sisters, kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Every soul shall taste death. You will be paid your wages in full. No one will escape the reality of the coming of maut. It is a sure reality. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said regarding this dunya, which is mata'ul ghurur, a deception. Kun fi dunya ka'annaka ghareeb, aw abirus sabil. Live in this world as if you are a traveler, as if a person who is just on a journey. This is the meaning, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. From Allah we have come, to Allah we will return. We are journeying back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore in this world, take only what you need to help you get safely to the destination of al-akhirah. Don't fall in love with this dunya. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. But they prefer the life of this world, but know that the existence of the hereafter is unimaginable in terms of its goodness, subhanallah. Don't become involved and infatuated with our short time on this earth. We are merely travelers, as the Prophet ﷺ said, who have just taken a rest for a short period of time. The three qualities I mentioned in the one reflecting upon maut: quick in the repentance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, they have khushu in their ibadah. Their worship is done with attention. And this is the quality of the mu'minun. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. They pray their prayers with khushu, with an attention. Why? They pray, they worship, they live as if it is their last moment on earth. And they want this to be a moment which is that they die upon Islam and that they are raised up by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a righteous way. So they have attention in their worship. And thirdly, the one thinking of death, he is contented with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him of this dunya. His heart is happy with everything that Allah has given him, because he realizes the real success. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. The greatest victory is in the next world. The opposite of the one who is totally disregards, who is ignoring the reality of their going into the ground and being buried, and the angel of death taking their soul, slow in the repentance of Allah. They have no attention in their worship, if they worship, you know, at that. And thirdly, they are never content with what they have in the dunya. Just as the Prophet said, if you give the son of Adam a valley of gold, he's not happy until he has another valley of gold. Nothing will satisfy that person until turab, they are dust in the grave. This reminder of death is the most important reminder. It's the simplest reminder, because no soul will ever escape this reality of maut. I finish with the verse in Surah Al-Fusilat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes the reality of the leaving of this world. When Allah says in the Quran, okay, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنُ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَكَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Verily, those people who say, my Lord is Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَكَامُ, and remain firm upon that. Upon them, the angel of death will descend. The angel of death will come upon them. And they will say, and the angel of death, subhanAllah, will say, لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not fear, do not grieve. Imagine this, brothers and sisters, at a time of terror, when your soul is being taken away from this world, where you're leaving this worldly abode to the next world, subhanAllah. You are alone now. And you are vulnerable. And you are weak at the time of death. And your soul is being taken. But the angel of death says, لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not fear, do not grieve. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. But receive the glad tidings of paradise which you have been promised, subhanAllah. So brothers and sisters, we ask Allah Ta'ala truly to bestow this situation upon it. Because the opposite, subhanAllah, brothers and sisters, is truly frightening. That the soul is taken away in a way in which it is disgraced, it is humiliated. And the pain of death is something which will, as the Prophet said, will be so severe for this person. Look upon the graves that we have here. 400 people every year come, souls are buried at this graveyard. It will be our grave. You know, so many of our scholars and teachers, they teach us, take lesson. You know, this is not just about coming and visiting, okay, those who have passed away before us. This is about you imagining your reality in the grave. This is the most important of all of the lessons, that we will be one day in the ground, dust ourselves. How many people have we buried ourselves, yet the heart is not soft? And the heart ourselves have not prepared for this reality that we will ourselves face. Do we think that we will be on this world forever? None of us knows even if we are going to be alive tomorrow or the day after. The Prophet ﷺ said, people are making plans all the time. What will interrupt the plan is maut. You look at your weekly planner and you have said, I have prepared for this, this and this. How many of you have prepared for the reality of al-maut? Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, when I arrive in the evening, I do not expect to be alive in the morning. And when I am in the morning, I do not expect to be alive in the evening. Prepare for your life, for your death. While you are healthy, prepare for when you become ill. So brothers, take benefit from hayatak qabla mawtak, from your life before you enter into the ground and your soul leaves you in this world, and your reckoning and your judgment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins. أَكْثَرُ ذِكْرَ مَهَذَا اللَّذَّاتِ يَعْنِي الْمَوْتِ. Increase your remembrance of that which suppresses your desires and love of this world. Think of the reality of your mawt.